kills it on the stairs. Yeah. Listen, I will say that those stairs are treacherous.
Yeah, they're putting little safety strips.
Not a lot of lights.
And they're not because of me.
All black.
The ones my P5 are
she
fine.
Also
the
wears ones, all
dude,
black.
The employee stairs are fucking
well,
sketchy.
You should
dude.
Be
I've
up
almost
felt
down. Like yeah. tonight, it was kind of funny. I was like, yeah. let's do it. I'm,
listen,
just,
I broke my fucking femur, my humerus, my elbow bone, and
you're pretty humorous to me.
And I came into work the next day.
Humorous
I came into
is
work.
Obviously not bogged.
DJ Shawa back on the mic. Thank you, by the way. She's been bogged down a little
okay,
bit, by the way, in the sound.
Let's get
sound cues.
The compliment.
I really want more DJ Shawa on the mic.
Being quiet right now to be louder later.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, let's,
hell yeah.
Let's finish
that's
my complimentary
love.
Section.
That's why I love you. By the way, also, DJ Shawa, best hair in the biz.
Oh,
dude.
Man.
So true.
Let's all talk about it for a second.
Hey,
please don't.
Okay, all right. Moving on.
Just one word. Phenomenal.
We're not going to finish my thing.
One word.
Done.
Phenomenal.
Mic drop.
We're not going to finish my thing.
I don't have
oh, no, we're done.
I don't have that sound effect.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, no. DJ Stairs, I do want to hear your last bit. I want to hear it.
No.
I want to know what you had to say.
No, it was you complimenting.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. We're out of time. We had to play this sound clip real quick because it's time to go to a break. And when we get back from this break, we will definitely hear what DJ Stairs has to say.
That was solid.
I love this so much.
This is a great song.
I like my balls in your pocket where the safe is. When they touch the ground. I'm under all my balls in the hall. My dick also in the hall. I unzip and I resist. The what's in brilliance.
Max, I don't play around. Ayo.
this mean fellow with his skin all green and his teeth all yellow? What you so mad for? Halloween, come around and we ain't knocking at your door, man.
Where's the Grinch? You're a bad man. Don't spoil everybody.
This mean fella with his skin all green and his teeth all yellow. What you so mad for? Halloween coming around and we ain't knocking at your door.
Bad banana.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Jesus of Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing. cause I was sad. Never would I get to go back to Never Never Land.
Right here on RadioValencia.fm. I am DJ Straight Willie Dills, joined, of course, by DJ Shawa.
Hey.
Okay. And DJ Scribbles.
Yeah!
Hey. Oh, that was fucking sick, dude. We also got DJ Sean in the house. DJ Stairs, I don't know what she's doing. She's got some stuff going on. She's passing.
Oh, no.
Listen. That's electrical stuff, and I don't know what to feel about that.
It's a Christmas tradition.
It's a Christmas tradition to pass
the plug.
Yes, to pass cables across precarious.
Can you hear my ninja laughing?
Not yet. Give it to me one more time.
You can't hear a ninja laugh.
Oh, hold on.
My ninja.
Try one more time. Hey, there it is.
Yeah.
There
I was so intrigued, and it did not disappoint
me. By the way, DJ Scribbles, do you agree? If a ninja is laughing, that is a dead ninja?
Well, yeah, I mean, it totally eliminates your fucking stealth. Like,
you
fuck
are
like?
Not stealthy at all, dude.
But you are having a good time.
Now, if a ninja is also maybe a Jedi at the same time, they can maybe drop down. Fucking lightsaber that
lightsaber.
Shit. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you just, of course. All right.
Before we get into one of my favorite segments, which we have created on the show, which is creating AI songs together as a group, we're going to first talk about Christmas. This is what we're all here for. Give me some ho-ho-hos.
I don't have any.
Oh, okay,
hoes.
Shit. All right.
Just make some calls.
Can we get Santa to call in? If Santa's out there.
Me to, like, come to the show. So, like, oh, that's the running
oh
joke.
Oh, my
isn't
God,
it?
Dude.
There's a million farts.
What a team player.
Okay. All right.
There's millions of farts.
Millions of farts.
And no ho ho.
That's not Christmas yet.
No,
at all.
It was cool. I beg to differ. You had said something about Christmas traditions.
Yes. I want to talk about our past Christmas traditions because in my family, Christmas has always been a big deal. Now, I also did grow up non-denominational.
Like 4 years ago?
Non-denominational. Well, yeah, okay. Perfect. Thank you, DJ Scribbles.
Non-denominational.
Right behind you.
My pronouns are.
Really? Dills.
So when I was a little kid, I grew up in the city. I'm born and raised San Francisco. I used to spend all of my summers. What is that noise?
It's the
that's outside.
Sweeper.
Okay.
It's a Zamboni outside.
Okay. Well, anyway.
It sounds like a right.
All of my summers were spent in East Texas. And my Baptist ass grandparents would always take me to church, right? When I would go to Texas for the summer. I found out very early when I was a little kid that the move was, instead of going to church on Sunday morning, if I could get the canoe out on my grandfather's lake, which, by the way, my grandfather had a lake on his property.
So there is water in Texas.
Thank you very much. The move was, if I got up before them, took the canoe out, and started fishing, they'd be like, Willie, we got to go to church.
Shit,
I'd be like,
I already cast the line.
I'd be like, I'm so sorry. I'm fishing for bass. I'm so sorry. I can't go to church today.
How did they contact you?
Because I fucking hated church so much.
In the 1960s, how did they do that?
I hated church so much. Now, in my grandfather, to my grandfather's credit, he was like, he knew. He got it. He was like, Willie doesn't want to fucking go to church. Because if I did go to church, they'd be like, hey, Willie, can you read the story about Abraham? And I'd be like, I'd rather not, but thank you very much. All right, perfect. So Christmas, for a lot of people, I think, is a very religious holiday. In my family, it was as an early child. For me and my mom, it was never a religious holiday. It was all about the presents, hanging out, eating some good food, having a couple days off, chilling out. Thank you very much. Giving money to Toys R Us. Yeah. So I want to hear, do you guys have any specific weird Christmas traditions that happened in your households? DJ Stairs? What did you guys do? Could you open presents on Christmas Eve, I guess, is like we could start there.
Making several assumptions there. I'm gonna deflect and go straight to
perfect
white people tacos.
Christmas tradition.
Let's talk
white
about
white people tacos.
Christmas, December, snow.
No,
day of white tacos.
People tacos. Hear me out. For those who don't know me, pretty
which is everybody. Yeah.
I think we've got
it. Let me have like 15 seconds. On
nah.
That. You've got
no.
Turn off his mic, Shawa. Okay.
Can't do it. She can't do it.
We all know about white people tacos, right? I'm trying to tell you that this
I actually
was
don't.
Huge.
About white people tacos.
I actually don't.
I want tacos.
This sounds like Wonder Bread with like bologna. I'm gonna guess.
On like some mayonnaise,
yes,
like
yes,
yeah.
Like,
that sounds delicious.
Yes,
first
but,
of all,
yes, but if it was room temperature,
oh,
Okay.
You're not making it better.
You know what? Yeah. I'm not even
going to explain. You gotta toast that shit up. A little
flour.
Like, come on. Like, no. You got a frying pan.
No, but so, okay, let me just lay this out for you real quick. 15 seconds. Don't speak. Thank you.
Corn Sometimes tortillas. I forget how white you are.
Yeah, right?
Our corn tortillas? It's winter. That's already not.
Hold on. Corn tortillas microwaved.
Mm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Thing number two.
As you do.
Okay, lettuce, which was shredded, but like not bought shredded. He like my dad actually did like cut it up into shreds.
Iceberg?
Cool, fine. Iceberg.
Yeah.
What the? Hold on. It gets better or worse, well, depending on your perspective. ground beef in the taco seasoning.
Yeah, yeah. The Taco Bell one, where you like...
Tomatoes, yeah. Not pico de gallo, just tomatoes, like diced.
Perfect.
No beans. No rice is a complimentary thing. No sour cream.
Well, beans make you fart.
No guacamole. Sometimes you gotta fart. And especially after these tacos. They were dry as hell. There was no, like, sauce. There was no... Like, I can't tolerate spice, but, like, there was not even, like... This wasn't even mild. This wasn't even no spice. This was just... It makes white people tacos look like...
Yay! Fuck yeah, DJ Shawa. Let's go.
Anyway.
That was fucking perfect.
Exactly.
In summation?
In sum, I now celebrate Christmas by drinking alone in my apartment.
You know, I would recommend... I would recommend... let's try Hanukkah.
You know? Listen,
let's see what's up with that.
Listen.
It is. I think.
I am.
It might be over.
I
think the fourth day was not that long ago.
I'm going to look it up because I don't want to delve. I don't want to dig us a hole here. I'm going to look it up.
So half of my family is Jewish and half of my family is Christian. And then my mom is like a Wiccan priestess. So
Hanukkah, actually today, Monday, December 22nd, is the last day of Hanukkah.
Oh, perfect. But for me growing up, we're going to get her on the show at some point. She's amazing.
Okay, well, let's move on to additional Christmas traditions.
Well, hold on. Let me finish the thought.
Or holiday traditions.
Growing up, half of your family is Jewish, half of your family is Christian, and then your mom is a Wiccan priestess. Shit gets a little weird. But when Christmas comes around, for me, Christmas was always
go
about,
with the
like,
Wiccan. Go with the Wiccan.
Go with
you're
the Wiccan.
Going with what? Christmas. Where do I get the better presents?
Christmas was always around. Like for me, it was like we wake up in the morning, we drink some coffee, we have like comfy socks on and like our pajamas.
Did you just like
down.
Start life as an older gentleman? Like,
I mean, yeah. Well, no, but then like I'd come down and she'd be like, you know, thank you. Like We used to go see a show called, what was it called?
White Christmas.
Rockettes. We used to see this show that was all about, like, the original beginning of Christmas, which was, like,
the solstice.
Yes, thank you. And
Jinx.
I remember a million times going as, like, a 5-year-old kid to watch this show, where they'd be like, we're just doing all this stuff in a cauldron and blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, there's no Santa. There's no Santa at all. Like, no, none of that exists. And then they come up and it's like, we all are just like fighting for the light to come
Santa
back.
Santa is
that
a
was
giant
the whole point.
Psychedelic mushroom.
The whole point was the light to come
on
back.
Legs.
It was the solstice.
Yeah.
It was like, we're fighting against the darkness. That was my experience. So, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. So, Shawa.
Your mom and I will get along fabulously.
I know you will. I can't wait for you guys
My
to hang
out. My favorite
thing
to do for Christmas, and I haven't done it in a couple of years, but I like to go to Ocean Beach on the solstice and jump into the ocean naked.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's right now, isn't
it? I love that.
It's freezing cold.
Can we all just go do that right now?
It's wonderful.
Oh, okay, hold on.
I could
turn this show off right now. We can all just go. I mean, there's a Waymo will pick us up and we will...
Not a Waymo.
No.
Incidentally. I can leave that where it is if you want me to.
Listen, I think that's a team 49. Building.
A Waymo naked.
The what?
49.
No, Ocean Beach experience.
I know. Yeah. That was so weird, right?
I was going to say, we don't have to bring that up.
Since we're talking about
We can. I'm happy.
Can we also talk about the fact that, like...
Can we have a moment, actually, for this particular topic?
Can we have one moment?
Okay, hold on. Okay. Hold on.
This is an important
The floor
moment.
Is not open. The floor is not open.
It's still Shella's turn.
The floor is not open. Okay, the floor is now open.
I'll just say one thing. It's been so...
I have opened the floor.
Speaking of dates and, you know, so like marking dates and stuff.
Okay.
Today, you have
the talking cold.
Today, which is also the solstice, right?
Oh, is it?
This is a serious one. It's the solstice. It's also 49 days since
49ers. Let's fucking go.
Which is 49 days since Kit Kat passed.
Which is
a very important day in Buddhist tradition, because that's when you've passed through Bardot and you are incarnating into your new...
So Kit Kat has reincarnated by now.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you gone next door to the Mexican supermarket?
Which one?
Next door to where we work. Hold on. I told Modi about this fucking show and I didn't actually tell him. Okay. But then Trish was telling Modi all about it and he was like, I'm going to come on it. And I was like, no, the grocery,
two doors
down. Next door. Yeah, next door, the Mexican supermarket. They have a cat there.
Uh-huh. They do? I haven't met it yet.
Well, you got to go in and hang out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I go in there a lot. Like every time we run out of Coca-Cola.
Arugula.
Yeah. Also, it's a great spot to like. They sell cigarettes. They sell whiskey.
I didn't know they sell cigarettes.
It's wild. Yeah. Great tamales. Like insane tamales.
I saw those.
But there's a cat that hangs out in the store. I kind of feel like Kit Kat.
That's our Kit Kat.
Kit Kat lives on. Like, there's always a bodega cat. That's a thing. That's a real thing. A bodega cat.
Is reincarnation, like, you know, if something else is born on that 49th day, is that the reincarnation? You know what I mean? Or is it perhaps just, like, no, kind of reflected in the soul of...
Are you asking if it, like, it has to happen on that exact day?
Right. Well, not that it has to happen.
I don't believe so.
But I think there's a transfer would have to...
Yeah. Have you ever watched Beetlejuice?
It can take longer.
That it's eligible.
Have you watched Beetlejuice?
Yeah, kind of.
They go down into a thing.
But it wouldn't be something that was already, you know, another soul living.
Yeah. Like
if you die, you go down to a Beetlejuice area.
You can't just go and replace another.
Correct.
You get into a Beetlejuice area where, like, people are like, take a ticket, take a ticket.
So while I'm sure that existing, you know, Mission Grossoteria, like, Bodega Cat is, like...
Kit Kat is coming back.
But, like, your journey is over.
Kit Kat is
You don't have to, like, you're not...
I just wanted to clarify.
Traversing the divide anymore.
Let's all hold hands.
Do we have to
hold hands?
Everybody, right here. Wait. Everybody, hold hands.
Have we washed? Do we all have to wash hands?
No, we're actually. We're on the radio. We're actually holding hands.
Yeah, yeah. For people in radio land, we are all holding hands.
Get in there.
Kit Kat is coming back, but now we need to. Yeah. All right,
we're actually holding hands.
Right. Yes, we actually are.
Okay.
Let's all say that Kit Kat, a special cat, that not a normal cat, a special cat. When Kit Kat comes back, which she is coming back, right?
Yes.
Well, I don't know that. I can't answer that.
Okay. You should write sermons.
Yes.
But we would like to believe
when she comes back.
When he comes back.
Are you guys holding hands?
That.
Oh my God! Yeah, we're all holding hands. We're so holding hands. Okay. Okay.
This is starting to feel funny. Okay.
It's a little weird.
Okay. Everybody, look down.
HR, I'll talk
Everybody,
about
look
it
down.
Tomorrow.
Okay, look down.
Dear Father.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
come on.
Oh my God!
I was like, this motherfucker. This motherfucker.
Good night, everybody.
Kit Kat is coming back, dude. In Avengers 2. Avengers 7. Kit Kat is returning.
He's just going to be on the back of RDJ's.
Kit Kat just like fucking lands on a Waymo and just fucking flames.
Swats that shit. Yeah. Catzilla.
I don't know, man. I fully believe that, though.
Catzilla.
People talk about, I don't want to get too weird and deep, but it is a holiday edition, so.
Let's get weird.
When, I believe when you die.
Is it not already?
This is canon, by the way. If you're Santa when you die, the guy who killed you becomes Santa. We all know this because of the Santa Claus.
Like the Elder Wand?
Where Tim Allen killed Santa Claus.
Oh, the Claus, like Santa Claus.
I feel like that's a spoiler.
The Santa Claus, sorry. The Santa Claus from the 80s. Tim Allen killed Santa.
I think we've really...
Well, Kit Kat might come back as Santa Claus.
I'm just saying.
C-L-A-W-S.
This is a real thing. Tim Allen killed Santa Claus and then became Santa. We all know...
It's a movie for kids, right?
Yeah. He killed Santa and then he became Santa. And that's the rule.
That's a good
pun.
That was good.
So if a Waymo kills Kit Kat.
No, Santa Claus.
Kit Kat comes back.
As Santa Claus.
He's going to be a Waymo.
As generative AI. No.
Right. No.
Kit Kat.
Titanium Claws that destroy Waymo.
I don't want to get too off the rails here, but I do want to make an AI Christmas song.
Okay, hold on.
Which is what we're going to do.
Hey,
wait, can I tell you about my tradition?
DJ.
I want to hear DJ Scribble's tradition. Yeah.
Okay.
So I really enjoy Christmas. It's not like it was like a reoccurring thing, but
he does. I know that for a fact because he made the dopest fucking Christmas cocktails. Seconds.
But my first year when I was adopted, like my brother, I thought they were upstairs. They both were like, oh, like I don't know, whatever. And they're like, oh, you can finish decorating the tree. And I was like fucking like 7 years old. First family that I fucking had. And like I was trying to decorate the tree, like, and it fucking fell down on me. And I was like,
oh my God.
Trying to hold it, like, and I was like just crying for like 15 minutes. Like, yeah, it was a real tree.
Oh
like
my God.
I was trying to put like, I don't know, like.
Garland.
The little glitter, whatever the fuck around it. Yeah, like, and it's just like, and I was like, just crying. I was like, this is the first family I've had, and now they're gonna hate me. Like, no. And like, they came down and found me. Like,
so you just stand
so
there.
So every year they remind me of that. But no, other than that, like, dude, Union Square, like, fucking do the ice skating rink over there. Just like,
that's
walking around
one.
There, going
that
to Fairmont. Like, I
used to work downtown, and the, yeah, like, the fact so, that, like, suddenly so there's cool. an ice skating rink that, like, pops up.
Well,
downtown.
They've been doing that. I mean, they used to do it at the
cool
Embarcadero,
shit.
But, like,
in Embarcadero,
those
yeah.
have always been my favorite things. Like, I did an interview for, like, some magazine, like, several years ago, and there, I was like, I felt. Inclined
oh
to say like what
I actually have a story
it was,
now.
And I was like, oh,
I
like,
forgot about this. That's sick
what
though.
You no, dude. Okay, dude. I like ice skating. I mean, I can't ice skate right now.
Okay, when I was a little kid, this is actually wild. I fucking forgot about this, but when I was a little kid, somebody from the Chronicle, the SF Chronicle, interviewed me when I was like 6 years old.
I thought you came from the Bayou. What the fuck?
No, I was. I'm born and raised in the city.
So
where you got this is an actual real story. I'm serious. I'm not even fucking around. When I was 6 years old, a reporter from the Chronicle took me and like four other kids around to all the malls in San Francisco to see the mall Santas, and then interviewed us. And asked us what we think about all the mall Santas.
Is there video footage of this?
What, so no. Just like raided
no.
the fucking mall
yes.
Santas?
Yes. I'm not even fucking around. This is a real thing that happened. This is a real thing. I remember very
I'm
distinctly.
Scared.
I remember distinctly. I was like, she bought us McDonald's like in the middle. Because like my mom never bought me McDonald's. And that was like a thing when I was a kid. Like my mom was like, McDonald's? No, you're not getting McDonald's. Like,
that
what
was
the fuck?
Easiest way to bribe
But my, the reporter, this lady, bought us McDonald's. And she was, and it was like, also, by the way, she bought us hamburgers and not cheeseburgers. That fucking bitch.
Yes.
But. She was like, what do you think about the mall Santa or whatever? And there's a whole ass story where, and then I go, I know he's not the, this is what I said. I was like, I know he's not the real Santa, but he works for Santa. And he's part of his network. And so when I tell him what I want for Christmas, at least it gets passed on to Santa.
So he's middleman.
That's adorable. I thought you were going to pull out some Watergate shit.
No,
because
what a fucking idiot I was when I was 6 years old. What the fuck is that, dude? Anyway, no, that's a real thing. I actually did.
That's adorable.
They got me and three other adorable kids and fucking brought us around to Mall Santas. And we raided all the Mall Santas. Now... I don't know what DJ Stairs is doing over here, but I gotta say, there's one thing that makes you good at being a mall Santa, right? There's only one thing.
The hoe?
Jameson.
Hoe.
Not being a fucking pedophile. Like, that's the one thing.
That's
the only, you have to fucking Think about these mall Santas. You got little kids jumping on your lap. All day. Oh, that looks delicious, baby. I don't want it. No,
it's
I mean,
my favorite thing in the world.
Smirnoff Ice grape.
Oh, you didn't
take the G off, and then it's fucking real
this
weird.
Is the first time you tried to ice somebody.
But can I just say, being a mall
you
Santa,
you have to try it.
Being a mall Santa. Being a mall Santa.
Yes, you had a great idea.
Being a mall Santa is a hard job, unless you're not a pedophile.
Unless it's a.
Unless you're not a pedophile.
Yeah. If you are, Jesus wow. Christ, what a hard job, right? Yeah,
right.
They're like constant fucking influx of little. I used to work at the Ceremony Mall.
I have a hard time feeling pity for the Santa Claus pedophile.
I don't. Yeah, I yeah. don't. I don't care. Yeah. The whole movie Bad Santa was based off like the, you know. Oh yeah, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I feel about it.
All right. Anyway, before we get done with this segment, we're gonna make a Christmas jingle together.
All right. Let's do this.
Okay. All right. So, I need everybody's participation. We're making a Christmas jingle. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and just put into Styles Christmas jingle. Okay.
Don't patronize me.
I'm not.
Christmas jingle. But what we need to do together is we need to make the lyrics for this. The lyrics for this Christmas jingle. We're making a holiday hit for 2025. All right? There he is. Perfect. Now, hold on. Wait, we're getting a phone call. We're getting a phone call right now. We're getting a phone call. Wait, hold on. Let me check it out. Who is this? Hello? Ho, ho, ho.
That's Santa.
It's Santa.
Yeah. I think.
Well, hello, children. Santa Claus here.
Well done.
What are you little boys and girls up to today?
Shit.
Are you writing a brand new song for me to play for all the children of the world? Is that DJ Shawa? Is that DJ Shawa?
I mean, I feel like, look, we have already got one of the best.
Okay, fuck it, fine. Okay, they know, it's me. I'm actually pretending to be Santa.
Let's just go, Blink-182. It would be nice to get a blowjob.
You just ruined it. Okay.
Man, this is the Wendy's.
Listen. We need the lyrics. We need the lyrics. This is a Christmas jingle that will play in the hall. Now, so far, all of our AI songs have involved the hall in the lyrics. I think let's move on.
So
from
not
that.
Dick the halls.
No dicks in the halls. No,
no
balls
the
in
hall
the halls. Let's just get
with
rid of the halls.
Balls of holly.
Obviously,
jolly.
Decking the halls.
Can't
is...
we dick the halls with balls of jolly?
Obviously. Yeah, we could do that after, but I would like to. Okay. I would like to find a song with okay. no halls at all.
Okay, fine.
All right,
fine.
All right,
fine.
So,
chestnuts.
Who wants to start us off? Oh, chestnuts. Okay. who wants to start us off here? Okay, I actually think DJ Scribbles. You can give us the first line of this, and you can. I mean, this is going to kind of set the tone here. We're making a Christmas jingle. We need the first line. This is going to set the tone.
It's like Mad Libs.
Oh, okay, so...
Yeah. Just tell it to me and I'll type it in.
Nothing happens when you die.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
That's very... Just kidding. It's very Christmassy.
It's too late.
No,
I'm going to
write
it down.
Bad. Did you put me on the spot, man? I just like... Christmas song. Okay, or...
Or?
The weather's getting...
Christmas here.
Or you say it doesn't feel like Christmas this year. The lights are up, but we're short on cherry.
You know? Okay, hold. Okay.
You shouldn't ask him because he's actually.
Let's come back to you. Let's come back to you. Does anybody have like a good first line?
Wait, what? Nothing happens after you die.
Nothing. You don't think that's very good? I mean,
how about just like kind of like a, you know, a slow build? Nothing happens when you die.
That's why we need the Santa.
Well, actually, okay, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, we can fucking salvage this.
No, okay. Shall I go again?
That's why we need the Santa life.
Nothing happens after you die.
Nothing happens when you die.
Happens when after you die.
That's why we need the Santa lie.
When you die, that's why
we need
the Santa lie.
We need the Santa lie. Oh, like the lie, like telling children that Santa
is. Yeah. Spoiler. Sorry.
Okay. If any children out there are listening to this, yeah. I'm so sorry.
If I have to see another child, I think I'm gonna like.
Yeah. Today we had a lot of children. That was weird.
It was.
That's why we need the Santa lie. Okay. Now. I got an idea.
This is a rough one.
Can I just throw something out there?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to try to perk us up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously. It's got to be good in the end.
All right. Mommy and Daddy.
No.
Hold on.
Are on acid?
You haven't heard the end of it yet. Mommy and Daddy.
Are tripping balls.
Are definitely going to buy. are definitely gonna buy.
Sergio laughing in the bathroom.
Now, DJ Sean, do you wonder if I can give me something here? Mommy and Daddy are definitely gonna buy
a tree shaped bong so they can get high.
Oh.
Ooh. Right number of syllables.
Okay.
Well done.
I'm gonna edit that.
Yeah, that's good.
An eight ball to stay up all night.
There you go.
It's not very Christmas here.
To stay up all night.
And this, the snow will fall.
Wait, all right.
I thought you said no balls.
Well, eight balls. Okay, fine. You're right. Eight balls.
Yeah, no balls.
Okay.
There's always balls.
Pool reference.
Baby Jesus.
It's San Francisco.
Is there another way to say eight ball that I don't know about? Is there a cooler way?
No, that's the right one. But right, I was just trying to fuck with you because it's fun.
To stay up all night.
Let's see. Kilo rhymes with snow.
Okay, now here's the chorus. Here's the chorus. The chorus is coked out.
No. Oh my, dude, you're ruining Christmas.
We need a manger.
Coked out mommy and daddy are building you a bicycle.
No, you don't even. Okay, I think we need to. Let's put a pin.
Is that not good?
No, it's bad.
All right.
I mean, it takes me back to. It's opening to, up to liability.
Don't. Okay, the chorus is, don't call the cops on mommy and daddy on Christmas. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's a nice chorus.
Yeah, and fuck CPS.
Don't call the cops.
Wait. Can we put a pin on the song really quick? Because I thought of a good question while I was peeing. How old were you guys when you found out that Santa Claus was real?
I always knew Santa Claus was real. I was pretty little.
Yeah. I mean, like, I was, like, little enough that I went to the schoolyard and I was like, yo, dude, you guys know this?
Did it rock your world?
It did a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never believed. I mean, but, yeah, no.
I mean, in my heart of hearts, I knew the whole time.
No, my parents never tried to pretend that Santa Claus was real.
I'm not an idiot.
Well, you heard of St. Claus.
But, like, okay, did you guys believe in the tooth fairy? Remember when you put your tooth under your bed? Did you guys do this? Tooth under the pillow?
Yeah.
You'd wake up and then you'd be like, oh my God, there's a dollar there.
No, yeah. But you'd only give me a quarter. That's wild.
I got more for
you were poor.
I got more. Yes. I got $1 or $2.
I got a dollar,
bro. Which is more than I get from cash tips any given night. But I'm...
What? You got $9. Right.
Yeah, but you're not...
Calm down. I got a quarter.
I got 10, and yesterday I got 1.
Are you willing to pull teeth for it?
Yes. What kind of question is that?
That's hardcore.
Yes. Why is everybody... Okay, that's how you got everyone to shut up? Jesus Christ.
Okay. Don't call the cops on your parents. That's not very festive.
Messed up rhymes with festive.
Well, hold on. We're getting there. Don't call the cops on your parents. That's not very festive.
It does.
Messed up and festive?
I don't know if I like the way this is going.
Yeah, molested rhymes with festive.
You might not like it now, but
I'm not invested.
What if we made a positive?
Invested.
I'm not invested.
Invested.
No, this has taken a turn, and I think
They spent all the money I could have invested.
That's not bad.
Radio
not
Valencia bad. Is
Don't
down.
Call the cops on your parents. That's not very festive.
But they spent all the money I should have invested.
Oh, I could have invested. Or
I could have invested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe we let Dave
Yeah,
show
like
us.
Buying stupid like plastic toys and stuff, you know. They could have just like Yeah. Not lied about Santa and set up a trust fund.
I don't think my parents ever lied about Santa.
Yeah, I mean, look. They,
but they did, however, lie about tacos, and I want to stand by that. Full circle.
What okay, about the Easter bunny?
Oh, yeah. I got a story there.
You have a good Easter bunny story?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
Following the trail of chocolate bunnies to a big couch in our living room. And I look behind the couch, and there's a big Easter bunny basket, and our cat had got up on the edge of the couch and shit all over it.
Wow.
Yeah. That's when I gave up on all holidays.
Just like, there is no God.
Yeah, I'm like, how could this happen?
And you can't tell the chocolate apart either.
That's yeah. You don't want to chance it. Yeah.
That cat just straight up was like, fuck your holidays, yeah. Fuck your feelings,
yeah.
Fuck your childhood.
Yeah.
First off, fuck your old bitch that's and that adorable, click you claim. By the way.
Is that you?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow. That's me on Easter. Like,
so you used to be a porcelain doll, or what's going on?
That was like yesterday. That was like yesterday.
Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking sound clip the shit out of that dude. That was fucking so good.
Oh, she's adorable, but also at the same time, yeah, I remember being like so afraid, like staying at my grandma's house.
I would put you on a shelf and
the
then
shelf.
Be very concerned.
Yeah, like I was like, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that guy, yeah. That
we
guy
need
also.
A narrower DJ table so we can kick each other under the table.
I like that. Or if we had like buzz buttons, like, and we just could
like
zap each other.
Yeah,
yeah,
each
that'd
other?
Be so cool.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Oh, it'd be so cool.
We'd all be fried.
All right.
Or just get rubber bands and we just fucking shoot each other. Airsoft guns.
I don't know. This one doesn't feel as random as usual.
Because we're focused on Christmas.
I feel like there's too much on the line here.
Too much on the line.
Like, it's Christmas, so. It's like
they're trying to make it rhyme.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying.
No, that's the issue. It's like everything has to rhyme.
It has to be more perfect.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Look, as the Who's down in Whoville.
I'll tell you what. I'm just gonna go for it.
Yeah.
I've typed out a couple of other things.
Okay.
Hit the artist license.
Like,
button,
don't give the AI too
I
much.
I feel like you wrote these, I mean, like, a couple days ago, and you have, like, four, and just, like, on the back burner. You're like, bro, we got something here.
Whoa. Have you heard the magic we've created before this, by the way? Because I don't know if you have.
Can we hear last week's again?
We can.
We need to hear.
I mean, last week's was. You have to hear the first week to understand the next week.
Okay. Well, we should. Okay, so we should listen to both.
The first week. Here we go.
I like my balls in your pocket where the safe is sound. My breath will blow when they touch the ground. I'm gonna grab all of my money. I'm gonna win. Balls in the hall, my dick also in the hall. I unzipped and I resist.
Okay, first of all, I don't know if people understand. My balls in the hall, my dick also in the hall is obviously legendary.
I mean, it seems redundant, but
the next line is, I unzip, then I re-zip. I unzip, then I re-zip.
And then wow,
and nobody,
wow.
Wow.
And it's, mind you, a lot of these
I unzip,
are
then I re-zip.
And which is supposed to be ow.
It was supposed to be ow, yeah. Which but it turned sense. Into wow, mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Then next week.
It was supposed to be ow, but then it's like, oh,
then
it was
the next
only
week,
like 4 inches.
The
so,
next
you know.
Week, we fucking. Trish comes in and we come up with this banger.
Wait, Trish came up with this?
Yeah. Well, all of us did.
Where's your glory, old do I be?
jobs are big. Every hour, look, I just wanna land. The balls in the hall and the dicks that are also nice. In the hole.
It's
a reoccurring theme. Like, I mean, it kind of is. It's becoming a thing.
So it's becoming a thing. In fairness, balls in the hole makes total sense.
Balls in the hole and the dicks that are also in the hole.
Okay, but do we have to discuss the dicks? Can the dicks just be in the room without being referenced?
Why wouldn't you like just at least be like, yeah, that's an impressive dick.
This is exactly why.
It's kind of cool.
I just want to know where the dicks are.
Someone's going to point it out eventually.
I'm just curious where the dicks are. That's all. That's all.
You're not asking. You're telling.
Well, no.
They're unzipped and re-zipped.
Please tell me where the dicks are.
Well, because the balls are there.
Someone tell me where the dicks are.
So you gotta make sure the dicks are also there.
I'm confused.
That's all I care about. I just want to know where the dicks are. Then I can adjust.
What agenda?
We don't need any stray dicks running around.
Then I can decide my next course. All right, here we go. So
you got a plan.
So we got 39 seconds. A 39-second Christmas jingle and a 46-second one. So let's see what we got here.
Oh, I better have some balls in the hole.
Let's see what we got here.
For legal purposes, this is a joke.
True.
Nothing happens when you die. That's why we need the Santa lie. Mommy and Daddy are definitely gonna buy an 8-ball to stay up night. Don't call the cops on your parents. That's not very festive. They lied to you about the Easter Bunny, too. Don't let get arrested.
Christmas this year is gonna be amazing. We all will sit around and never let ourselves forget this day.
Wow. Christmas this year involves our bills in the hall.
Oh no!
Our dicks also in the hall.
Oh no!
Really, I swear to God.
Oh, I fucked that up.
Nothing happens when you
die. Oh my God.
Well, that's
you gotta put
some. Oh,
did you delete
no.
it?
It's awkward.
Dude,
this is incredible.
A banger that I fucked up by just an A and turned into an I. And then the whole thing was ruined.
Oh, yeah, that's what fucked it up, for
okay,
sure.
Hold on. Shawa, do not send that.
You have to.
To Capitol Records yet, okay? We have to.
Dude, you got to put a line in there. It's like I put cookies out for Santa.
I mean, no.
But all that happened was
we can
I got
build.
Taken to a home.
Obviously, we can build. Of course, we can build. This is a start. This is a starting block. We're not done yet. Listen. Only Guns N' Roses came out as hot as we did last week. Right?
Yeah.
Everybody else had to retool. Figure it out, right?
That's true.
All right, well, here we go. Well, guess what? I just retooled. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Nothing happens when you die. That's why we need the Santa lie. Mommy and Daddy are definitely gonna buy an 8-ball to stay up night. Don't call the cops on your parents. That's not they lied to you about the Easter Bunny too. Don't let them get arrested. Christmas this year is gonna be amazing. We all will sit around and never let ourselves forget this day. Christmas this year involves our balls in the halls and our dicks also in the halls.
Holy shit! Holy shit!
Hey, you know what?
When you strike gold.
You know what?
You
know?
You know what? Honestly, it started off pretty strong.
And then it got stronger.
And
then it kept getting stronger.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh my god.
You think we can do better?
We can do better.
Okay, hold on.
Don't delete it.
Hold on. There's one thing I definitely...
I think we can do better, for sure.
Hold on. There's one thing I want to add. Yeah, here we go. Okay, cool.
Backboard.
Now, I am going to play... Oh, shit. DJ Tony in the house. I forgot DJ Tony. Let's go, baby.
Bro, come on, bro.
Yeah, you got to get in on this.
He only
dude.
Speaks up when it's important.
Yeah, when it's important. When it matters, it matters.
Tony's had the best
Christmas. Me and Tony are about to bomb Mission Street after this. Are you ready, dude? Are you
for
ready?
For legal purposes, this is a joke.
Let's bomb Mission, dude. All right. Hold on. I got a... Wait, hold on. Here we go.
Right. Nothing happens when you die. That's why we need the Santa lie. Mommy and Daddy are definitely gonna buy an 8-ball to stay up all night. Don't call the cops on your parents. That's not very festive. They lie to you about the Easter Bunny too. Don't let them get arrested. Christmas this year is gonna be amazing. We all will sit around. This year involves our balls in the halls and our dicks also in the hall.
You know, I gotta say,
nothing happens when you die.
Not even close.
It's kind of a non sequitur.
Not even close.
It just doesn't fit in right.
We can get better.
Take two is a banger.
We can get better.
Take two is a banger.
Now, here's the thing.
If I can get better at stairs,
How about this? Look, we're all here together. This is our band.
Okay.
Christmas jingle is the only thing I got in styles. Can we add a style to this and make it like a little bit better?
We're a band when like literally every single one of us can play an instrument.
I know. We really could just start a band right now, yeah. But can we add something to Christmas jingle as the genre?
I think it's more the lyrics.
Take two was a banger.
Okay. But I want to add like something like I'm thinking emo or something like super silly, dumb, and just kind of bring it to that, you know.
I mean, the second take had that. Like,
I think
like,
you
like, had I wanted to like maybe pop punk, like emo,
pop punk.
Yeah, like
pop
something
punk.
About.
Yeah,
let's go. The right dynamics with it, like, so I don't know if you can adjust
Christmas
that,
jingle, but. Pop punk,
daddy. Daddy coming down mommy's chimney.
Okay.
Coming down.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
Or something about a chimney sweep.
Chimney sweep? Sure. Keep
Daddy's
going.
Mommy's chimney
sweep. Oh, no, guys. I just looked at the time.
It was a really...
Are we over?
Backlog.
We're chilling. But we're close. We still have some stuff to do. We got to finish this, though. This is important.
Wow, it is.
This is important. But I do have some stuff I want to do. I want to do some karaoke, 100%. We didn't get to that. I know. I actually didn't even set that up, so I'm sorry.
Hmm.
Yeah. I pulled a bunch of sound clips. I didn't set them all up in the... Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
It's the holiday you're busy.
Listen.
You were sick.
I remember one time... Yeah. I remember one time my mom was like, we'll see if he... doesn't notice when he wakes up in the morning if the bicycle works or not. When I woke up in the morning, like it kind of fell apart as I tried to ride it down the road.
A lot of Scotch.
She's like, I tried to stay up all night making this happen, but you know, it didn't work out. All right, here we go. All right, we got a new. Everybody, headphones on. Headphones on. Here we go. We got a new try.
Nothing happens when you die. That's why we need the Santa light. Definitely gonna buy an 8-ball to stay up all night. Don't call the cops on your parents. That's not very festive. They lied to you about the Easter Bunny too. So let them get arrested. Christmas this year is gonna be amazing. We all will sit around and never let ourselves forget this day. Christmas this year involves
harmonies. Okay.
Yeah. Wow, that's actually really profound.
Not bad.
Nothing happens when you die. That's why we need the Santa light. Mommy and Daddy are definitely gonna buy an 8-ball to stay up all night. Don't call the cops on your parents. That's not very festive. They lied to you about the Easter Bunny too. Don't let them get arrested. Christmas this year is gonna be amazing. We all sit around and never let ourselves forget this day. Christmas this year.
Right, I like the key go. Change that's on that. That was nothing happens.
No,
no, no. Keep it higher.
I kind of like the first one, though.
That's very profound, actually.
Yeah.
Because we're basically talking about a religion built around one dude's birth, Christmas, and crucifixion, Easter.
Who was Jewish, by the way.
And resurrection.
Let's not forget.
And a black man.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
I had a whole ass